Chapter 11, Sword and Rhyme. The sea serpent moved its head very close to Jack and Annie and hissed a long, whispery sss. The serpent's flicking tongue touched the sword for a moment. Jack's heart nearly stopped. But then the serpent slowly pulled back its head and began to uncoil itself from around the rocky island. The monster kept uncoiling its great body until once again one wide ring surrounded the cove like a circle of green hills. Then the serpent's head sank beneath the water with barely a ripple. It was impossible to tell where its body started and where it ended. Jack and Annie lowered the Sword of Light and laid it back on the rock. Then they let out a huge sigh of relief and sat down next to the sword. Kathleen and Teddy poked their seal heads up from the calm waters.
"Barr, barr,"
they barked. Jack and Annie laughed.
"It's safe to come out now,"
Annie called. The seals hauled themselves onto the rocky island. Then they plopped on their sides.
"The sword helped us answer the ancient question," said Jack.
They all looked at the Sword of Light. It glowed brightly, even though the sun had slipped below the horizon and the purple sky was fading into twilight.
"We still have to get it out of here before it's completely dark," said Annie.
"I know," said Jack, "but how?"
"Look at Merlin's rhyme," said Annie.
Jack took the shell from his pocket. He read the last line of Merlin's rhyme.
"With rhyme and sword, your home is near."
Jack looked up.
"That doesn't make sense," he said.
"Perhaps it does," said Teddy.
Jack and Annie turned around. Teddy and Kathleen were standing behind them. Their sealskins had silently slipped off. They were human again.
"Perhaps it calls for a magical rhyme," said Teddy. "And I am a magician, remember?"
Annie laughed. "How could we forget?" she said. Teddy grinned.
"I've gotten much better at my rhymes," he said. "Just watch."
He rubbed his hands together. Then he carefully picked up the Sword of Light. He gripped its handle with both hands. He pointed the silver blade toward the treehouse on the distant sea cliff. Teddy took a deep breath. Then he shouted,
"O Sword of Light, now light the night!"
Teddy paused. Jack grew worried. Teddy always had trouble finishing his rhymes, and even the ones he did finish never worked the way they were supposed to. Kathleen stepped close to the young sorcerer.
"Say it again," she said softly.
Teddy called out again,
"O Sword of Light, now light the night!"
Kathleen finished the rhyme in Selkie language.
"May it bray straw it bright."
The sword began to vibrate in Teddy's hands. There was a roar and a blast of white light. Shimmering beams shot through the dark. The beams wiggled and waved, then streamed together to make a glittering bridge.